A new Siena poll out this morning finds many of Governor Andrew Cuomo's legislative proposals are widely supported by New Yorkers. Siena took a look at 14 proposals Cuomo made in his State of the State and budget presentations. Greenberg says 12 of them enjoy widespread support, while 8 of them enjoy widespread bipartisan support.
Issues like the $2 billion Clean Water Infrastructure Act that the governor proposed, 89% of New Yorkers supported compared to only 8% who opposed. His giving preference to American-made goods in state purchasing, 82% support. Allowing ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft to operate throughout the state, 77% support. Extending the millionaire's tax, 74%, nearly three-quarters of New Yorkers support that, including a strong majority, 61% of Republicans. So on and on. So many of the governor's proposals enjoy widespread support. Only two of the proposals that Siena asked about don't really have the support of voters. One of those is to raise the criminal age of responsibility from 16 to 18. 46% of New Yorkers support it, 49% oppose. And the governor's plan to build a trailway, completing the 750-mile biking and hiking pathway across New York State, 43% of New Yorkers support, but a majority, 52%, oppose.
In response to the poll showing overwhelming support for ride-sharing services, Uber New York General Manager Josh Maurer released a statement saying statewide support for ride-sharing is at a tipping point. In part, the statement says it's time for the legislature to ignore New York City special interests and ensure that upstate is no longer left behind the rest of the country in having access to ride-sharing. Uber did not respond to requests to put a spokesperson on mic. Greenberg notes that although respondents were upbeat about Cuomo's proposals, they were lukewarm to the man himself.
When we asked voters about how they feel about Governor Cuomo, virtually no change in the last month. Right now, 56% of New Yorkers view Andrew Cuomo favorably compared to 37% who view him unfavorably. Little changed, basically unchanged from last month when it was 56 to 36%. His job performance rating, 45% give him a positive job performance rating as governor, 53% give him a negative job performance rating, up a tick from 44 to 54% last month. The voters of the state like the governor's proposals, but it really hasn't had an impact on how they feel about him. Maybe they're waiting to see how much he can get done.
The survey says New Yorkers think President Donald Trump, with a negative 37 to 55% favorability rating, down from negative 41 to 53% last month, will make America better through his infrastructure policies and his policies dealing with the relationship between the United States and Russia. On seven other issues, New Yorkers think he will make America worse, including large majorities when it comes to the environment and race relations. The state Senate has a 49 to 36% favorability rating, up from 48 to 39% in December, while the Assembly has a 45 to 35% favorability rating, up from 43 to 40% last month. For both houses, it's both the highest favorability and lowest unfavorability rating ever in a Siena College poll. Complete poll results are available at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.